Afghanistan's government has asked the International Peacekeeping Force in Kabul to help investigate the weekend killing of one of the country's vice presidents. Haji Abdul Qadir was shot dead outside his office in Kabul by two men who escaped. No one has claimed responsibility for the assassination, which is creating new tension among rival ethnic groups. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul. Have Afghan investigators made any progress in their search for the killers?
Bob, Afghan state television says two new suspects have been arrested. That brings the number of detainees up to 12 now. But the murder does seem far from solved because last night on Afghan television, Hamid Karzai, the president, told Afghan journalists that he may need help from foreigners in this investigation. He singled out Germany and the United States. The reason, he said, is because his tourism minister, who was murdered last March at Kabul airport, the investigation into his murder has yet to be solved. He says his investigators just may not have the resources or the experience to get to the bottom of this.
Abdul Qadir was one of three vice presidents in the new Afghan government. How important was he?
Well, after Hamid Karzai, he was the most powerful ethnic Pashtun in the Afghan government. His background was he was an anti-Soviet Mujahideen fighter. He also fought against the Taliban. He was the most prominent Pashtun in the Northern Alliance fighting against the Taliban, and the Northern Alliance was run mostly by ethnic Tajiks. He was also a warlord who became the governor of the eastern city of Jalalabad and the region around that, which is known to be a major poppy and opium-producing province. It's widely believed that at some point over the past decade, he must have had some ties with the drug trade coming from there.
Who are the most likely suspects?
With someone like Haji Qadir, he's a prominent figure, it could be almost anybody. The government has mentioned the possibility of drug mafias. They've also said Taliban or Al-Qaeda could be behind this. There's also the possibility that some regional rivalry could be behind this, somebody settling some old scores. One of the most disturbing theories I've heard, though, and I'm hearing this from Pashtuns of Haji Qadir's same ethnic group, they're suggesting that his comrades in arms, the Tajiks from the Northern Alliance, could be behind this murder.
What are the political implications of the killing?
Well, whether or not this last theory is true, if Pashtuns believe it, it does raise the specter of ethnic strife and revenge attacks, which could conceivably destabilize the current peace process. We've also already got a lot of disgruntled Pashtuns who believe the Tajiks have a stranglehold on the current government. Two prominent Pashtuns have already called this a political assassination. So there's the suggestion that other government ministers might be behind this. One thing's clear, according to Pashtun tradition, something called padal, this is blood for blood. His clansmen are expected to have vengeance, to have revenge. This could take 20 or 30 years, but they will be expected to kill the people behind this attack. It's a fact of life here for a long time in Afghanistan, especially among the warlords and militia commanders who run this country. The question, though, is if and when this revenge attack comes, could it trigger something larger? Could it spiral into some larger conflict?
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.